Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 27th of July 2009 in Trafalgar Square for the One Another project. And the time's 4:30 p.m. If I could get you to tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please.
Right, my name's Paul McLaughlin. I'm from Haysmere in Surrey and I'm 53.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another project?
When it was announced by the Mayor of London, and it was on the Gormley website as well, and he was bidding for it with some other with another person, and I applied as soon as the application form was open, really, which was back in May originally, and then I did again in June, and then it popped up on the today.
And what was it that inspired you to put your name forward?
Well, it's the only opportunity I'm going to get to play in London for free, and also because it's such an interesting place to be, and it's sort of thing that's, there's only 2,400 of us ever, which is probably the main thing, because although 2,400 sounds a lot, in the course of time it's not going to be that many at all. And it's all been recorded, it'd be good for the archive, and it will give a snapshot of people that want to stand up on a plinth in this particular time of the year to show what it would be like in 20, 30 years' time. When my daughter will be sitting watching it, will show her grandchildren and say, that was my dad way back then, haven't they got funny clothes, etc., etc., etc. And it's a good archive. It's like all the archives you get for London, from the Victorian times and for all the other art projects. It just is a snapshot of the event. It's a very good way of doing it.
So what is it you're going to be doing for an hour on the plinth?
Well, I'm going to be doing a sort of Great British Britain. I'm going to be doing, as I'm a Radio 4 person, it's going to be a combination between Poetry Please and some historical programme and a bit of humour thrown in as well, and obviously because it's live and people can see there's a costume as well to go with it. But I'm basically going to be talking about the four areas of Great Britain, because my ancestors come from three of the four parts of Great Britain, and I'm going to do some poetry, some prose, general description, talk to the crowds if they want to stop, and just basically talk about Great Britain for just under an hour with some movements. No singing today.
And you mentioned you're going to be wearing some kind of costume.
Yes, I've done a Union Jack and his amazing Technicolor raincoat thing, which I designed. I designed it, a lady, a friend of mine called Wendy Bingachir at school, she sewed it up, I finished it off. And as long as it doesn't rain, it'll look great. If it does rain, it's going to look a bit rough, because it's for a one-off. But I thought, looking at what people are doing, I thought a costume would be a good idea, because just standing on the plinth is not quite as good as actually, so people can see it and they can laugh at it and they can have a look at it. I have seen a similar costume. This costume I based it on was worn by Bill Bailey, who used to be the England supporter from the 1960s, who always wore a Union Jack and used to wear a Union Jack coat, and he was at all the England games in the 1960s. He was there when they won the World Cup. But interesting enough, in those days he wore the Union Jack all the time, whereas of course these days the countries are separated into the four nationalities. So my costume reflects the four flags of Great Britain and the Welsh flag. And of course it doesn't really include the ERA flag, which obviously is part of Ireland, but there's all sorts of, because I based it on the Union Jack, Southern Ireland doesn't really get a look in at this point for all sorts of political reasons, some of which I explain, some of which I won't. That's what the coat looks like.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell us how you felt when you received the email to say that you'd been allocated?
I was very pleased, and particularly because it was a nice time of day, because some people have the graveyard shift, which must be appalling. But for me, you see, I've been to work this morning, I just got up on the train, come up here for the afternoon and evening, I just go home again. So it was really easy. Any time during this time, because we're on school holidays, any time they would have been okay. This is particularly easy for me to get to. I would have worried if it had been much after about 7 o'clock, because I would look after my daughter, but the slot in the day was perfect. And any time during the summer would have been okay. but just particularly fine slot. The only other slot I would have liked would have probably been one when it was a bit darker, so you can be seen through the lights at night, but that's just a bit too late. I'm not a night person anyway. And I imagine also that there's probably quite a lot of people around this time of day. But looking at it, I noticed that there are a lot of people around a lot of the time here in town, which I didn't really realise. So I suspect a 2 o'clock slot would have been quite fun on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. But there's no way I could have got up here and back safely, sensibly. So just perfect slot for me.
Who would say you're doing this for?
I'm doing it for my daughter, so she can say my dad did that. I'm doing it because it's a good idea that Andrew Gormley come up with and I'd like to support it. And I do it for myself because I don't mind doing shows and I try and work on something unique each time. And it's a good opportunity to have a very good video from my camera of what it's like on the plinth, because you're not going to get any higher up in Trafalgar Square unless you're cleaning Nelson.
Okay, thank you. Can you give us a little bit of insight into you, your background, what it is you do for a living?
I work in a school. I'm one of the IT people at Guildford High School. I've been doing IT for 4 decades. Live in Hazelmere, single parent. My wife died. Went to the same school as me. I do, because I'm bringing my daughter up, I've cut back, but I used to do a lot of amateur dramatics just in the chorus. I do the occasional gig, but I'm going to try and do more pub gigs. I'm basically a singer. Not a very good one, but I enjoy what I do. And I'm quite happy to go and stand in front of people and do stuff as long as I've got a beginning and an exit strategy. The middle just comes as it comes as it comes, really. So although I have a plan, I know the plan sufficiently well to change it if I need to. So, and I also, the other things I do, I tend to spend a lot of time on my allotment these days. Not because it's particularly fashionable, but I've had an allotment for about 40 years as well, and my dad's house, he's got one, and my sister's got one. And other than that, I just sort of watch a lot of tech actually in the evenings, but tend to be arty sort of programs. And do my main sport when I do it is cycling. So I'm very pleased about all the cycling of Tour de France and obviously the Olympics last year. And I'm also planning to help out in the Olympics in 2012 by doing whatever's necessary to get there, to get tickets to watch the cycling at least, and then whatever else comes.
And can you explain to us what things are most important to you in your life?
Most important thing is my family and then reasonably healthy lifestyle. Luckily, my job is very good and the work-life balance is absolutely perfect. Luckily for where we live down in Surrey, we're almost recession-proof. Although a lot of people have had a lot worse time than we have, in general we seem to just sort of muddle along because we seem to be very well protected in northwest Surrey and around where I live in, say, near Guildford, and it seems to be not many people had much major effect on the recession. Hasn't affected us very much. A couple of shops are closed, mainly Woolworths, but other than that, we seem to sort of survive quite well. And because of where I live, it's ideal for me because we like coming up to town for the day and we also like going down to the seaside. It's literally 1 hour either way. So we go down to the seaside a lot, go down to Worthing and the South Coast towns because we like the South Coast towns because there's always something happening. There's always lots of smiley children. And come up to town, we come and do things. But my daughter wants to go shopping because she's 12 in a couple of weeks, but I want to go to the museum. So we have a deal whereby we do something in the museum or an art gallery or something, and then we go shopping, and that works fine. And we do that, we're here today. We're coming up at least 4 or 5 times more because it's very easy for us to get up to town using public transport during the holidays, and it's relatively cost effective. And so that's what we do. So we tend to go either up here or so down to the coast, or we'll do our walks around our local area as well.
And you mentioned you have an allotment. And
yes.
Can you let us know a little bit about what
you're doing? Yes, the allotment this year is mainly fruit, because I have all the main products and produce that everybody else has, but I particularly have lots of raspberries, tayberries, loganberries and strawberries and rhubarb, so that's the fruit covered. And the vegetables just come and go as we do. We've got carrots have been bad this year, tomatoes are fine. My sister, my dad and I will have different things in our allotment, so we swap. So she grows the garlic, better for her allotment. I grow better potatoes and better rhubarb. My dad grows much better cabbages and Brussels sprouts. So my allotment's a standard size allotment. I've had this particular one for about 6-7 years, but it's mainly, I'm moving it towards fruit because they're basically easy to look after, and fresh fruit is almost better than fresh vegetables sometimes. And to be perfectly honest, the vegetables I get in my local Tesco's, most of them taste good enough for most things, but obviously with the freshest salads and the freshest vegetables I use in my own salads. But when I cook the vegetables, those that we get from Tesco's and Waitrose are just as good, really. And what we do with our allotment in our little allotment club, we do tend to swap things around. We trade plants and stuff, and over the years we get to know which particular varieties grow well in our particular soil. So my sister grows different varieties of potatoes, and hers do well in her plot. Mine are a different variety again, can't remember what they are, but mine grow better, so we just swap them around.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future?
Well, be interesting when the next election could be very interesting. Depending on which way it goes, it will affect the country a lot. Will affect the country a lot over the next year and a half. But then, as we're putting up the Olympics, I think everybody's going to be riding on the goodness of the Olympics, like it did in China. So probably 2013 will be where it start, if it's going to get bad because of the amount of money that's been invested in the banks. So if it's going to get bad, that'll probably be the time when it will, because the Olympics is going to take over most things quite soon, because it'll be a good thing government to do, whichever one it is, to push the Olympics. But when all that's over and done with, and then perhaps some of the legacy doesn't appear as it should, that's when whoever's in power at the time will have a problem. Other than that, I can't see that much happening, because the country seems to have ridden the last year or so quite easily. I was actually in the States the very day the recession started 2 years ago. It was announced on the local news in San Diego that the recession had started. But where I was in the States at the time, it didn't look like it. But you can see, even then, you could see some of the properties that I thought would have been bought, because they were a very nice place in San Diego. There were lots of places in Venice Beach which weren't being bought. So clearly there was something happening in America literally 2 years ago. And so if we go back there next year, I doubt we'll make much difference. The dollar rate's different, so it'd be more expensive. But other than that, I think most people in that part of the world would have recovered quite happily. So I don't think it's been too much of a problem. The other problem might be if the Afghanistan conflict continues, because they should have learnt from the Russians and Alfred the Great that you can't actually invade Afghanistan and take over. So I expect the troops will be there for a long time, and I expect the casualties will be just as bad. And it's very sad to see all the people that are coming back, especially so quickly. Especially the young ones, especially also after Harry Patch and Henry Allingham died in the last couple of weeks. So there's a link. So the link to the First World War has gone, but at least people will realise that, you know, the Afghanistan War is not as bad as the First World War. But that will be the people's consciousness for the next couple of years. There'll be the good times about the Olympics, and there'll be the sad times about the Afghanistan War. But we're always at war somewhere, so. That's just par for the course, I'm afraid.
Can you, to summarise, explain how it feels to be part of the One Another project?
Well, I'm very proud. I'm very happy that it's been so easy for me to do. Thinking about some people having to come all the way from, I know it's the lady from, the one from Northern Ireland, she was at 2 o'clock in the morning. I must be a nightmare for her. But I'm very pleased it's actually, it's a very good idea. Some of the people doing it haven't been particularly wonderful in that, watching them online, they're not doing much, but that's not the point. The point is they're doing their own thing. Some have been excellent. From those I've seen, nobody's trying to sort of push any products or anything, or if they are, they're in a nice way. They're not just standing up and advertising. They're not just using it as a vehicle for their own advertising with their own products. Some people are obviously giving their point of view, which is fine. I've seen nothing worse than you'd normally see at Hyde Park Corner on a Sunday. Luckily, there's been, apart from the very first bit, which I suppose could have been stage managed anyway, it probably wasn't, but it was always a good thing to have something out, off the wall to start with. I think it's just, and everybody I've told that I'm going to be on it said, that's very good, lucky you, and why didn't I do it? And I said, well, you still can. But I'm just pleased to be doing, being part of it, really, especially from my daughter's point of view, and my mum and dad as well, and my sister.
Thank you very much.